And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. For it was little which thou hadst before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming. And now, when shall I provide for mine own house also? And they came to Balaam and said to him, Thus saith Balak the son of Zippor, Let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me. And King Arad the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel. The mother of Sisera looked out at a window and cried through the lattice, Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariots? After that thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place, with a psaltery, and a tabret, and a pipe, and a harp before them. And they shall prophesy. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, Comest thou peaceably? Then answered Doeg the Edomite, which was set over the servants of Saul, and said, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, to Ahimelech the son of Ahitub. Now therefore, my lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies, and they that seek evil to my lord, be as Nabal. And blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which hast kept me this day from coming to shed blood, and from avenging myself with mine own hand. Then Achish called David, and said unto him, Surely as the Lord liveth, thou hast been upright, and thy going out and thy coming in with me in the host is good in my sight, for I have not found evil in thee since the day of thy coming unto me unto this day. Nevertheless, the Lord's favor thee not. Thou knowest Abner the son of Ner, that he came to deceive thee, and to know thy going out and thy coming in, and to know all that thou doest. And Araunah looked and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Araunah went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And when he was departed thence, he lighted on Jehonadab the son of Rechab coming to meet him. And he saluted him and said to him, Is thine heart right, as my heart is with thy heart? And Jehonadab answered, It is. If it be, give me thine hand. And he gave him his hand, and he took him up to him into the chariot. And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. But I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me. And the destruction of Ahaziah was of God by coming to Joram. For when he was come, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu the son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. Now in the second year of their coming unto the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, began Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua the son of Jozadak, and the remnant of their brethren, the priests and the Levites, and all they that were come out of the captivity unto Jerusalem, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even for evermore. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. And it shall hail coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low in a low place. But I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me. And who as I shall call, and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people? And the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show unto them. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times. And the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, Hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass and the tender grass of the field. and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field, till 7 times pass over him. According to the days of thy coming out of the land of Egypt will I show unto him marvelous things. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. The other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him 2 possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death, till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Not until the flood came, and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin, Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Jesus saith unto him, Thou hast said, Nevertheless I say unto you, Hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And Jesus said, I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. And they compel one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And she coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And as he was yet a-coming, the devil threw him down and tare him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, and healed the child, and delivered him again to his father. But and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the waters trouble to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. On the next day much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, "Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers. But seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. And he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. He saw in a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius? And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. When John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. I am glad of the coming of Stephanus and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you, when he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoiced the more. This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by coming to you again. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power, and signs, and lying wonders, and with be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh, to whom coming is unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty, saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.